Hey guys, welcome to It's a Vampire Diaries Thing. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Alex, and we're two best friends who met through our Facebook group, which is also called It's a Vampire Diaries Thing.
If you'd like, you guys can join the group for updates on this podcast and also fun games and discussions about the Vampire Diaries and both spinoffs, the originals and legacies as well.
Klaus.
Caroline, you're beautiful, but if you don't stop talking, I will kill you.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week of It's a Vampire Diaries Thing. So, as you last remember, I believe, we definitely left off kind of the beginning-ish of season four. Pretty much with everything going on right now, it is one of those situations where we now know who this mysterious guy is, the one that's irritating and keeps kind of showing up places that he shouldn't be. I'm getting sick and tired of him, but Klaus registers him as one of the five. So we have no idea who this man is or what the five is. But now that we're kind of really stepping into a few episodes, I feel like things are getting a little spicy. So hopefully you guys hear some crazy stuff when we talk about things further into season four today. We'll just jump in right where we left off for you guys. So we have Klaus and Rebecca, and they realize that Connor, this guy who is just up everybody's asses and is investigating and everybody's, you know, is putting everybody's lives at risk, is one of the five. What the five is a clan of legendary vampire hunters that existed 900 years before. So they've been around for almost just about the same time they've been around. So this is like the big deal. Like they're pretty, you know, set in stone in like history. They're kind of a big deal. I assume probably put them in danger in the past at this point. I don't exactly know, but I do know that this is about to get messy. I see that it's a clan. So
obviously there's like more than one is what you would think, but I mean,
yes. Are we going to have problems with multiple ones? Is Connor going to bring in his friends?
Right. And then also had told Jeremy that he was a hunter too. So now you're like, oh, now Jeremy.
Yeah. He's like, crap. Yeah, And I just feel like it's not good for Jeremy either though, because
Klaus will want to kill him. Yeah.
And it's not good. And I'm really hoping that maybe not for a while, we don't have to visit that. Right now, our main focus should just be, how the hell do we get rid of this Connor guy? What does he want? What is he here for? Exactly. That's my question, is what is their purpose? Do they just hunt whoever? Because like, I remember he was just like trying to kill Tyler and doing all this, but like, what's his bigger purpose?
Like, why is he here? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get what one of the five need with these kids in Mystic Falls. Like, they get themselves involved in these. I don't get it either. Nope. So
and then we have the story. So they finally go in to tell this like story, and it turns out poor Rebecca, let me just say that to start off, has fallen in love with their leader named Alexander. So he's the leader of the five. Now, I
which is crazy,
really,
though. We've never heard of this.
Yeah. And I just feel really shitty for Rebecca, because she's constantly just falling in love with the wrong people.
Girl just wants to be loved.
Yes. And they discovered that the five possess like an ultimate weapon against vampires, and that the key to finding it was using their swords to decode their tattoos. So what they're calling it is a hunter's mark. So now you're like, okay, so obviously this is deeper than just like some regular vampire hunters who have started like maybe like a, you know, some sort of system for all of their hunters. Like, at first I didn't realize that it was like a specific, like that they were also kind of supernatural. I thought that maybe they were just, you know, a group of people who had continued passing this down on through the line. Like, they were just,
yeah, like
humans.
I would think that maybe like there was like a maybe some witchy poo stuff behind it.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't have thought that they were like their own species.
Yeah.
Which is like what kind of they are almost. And like, my thing is with them, how long do they live?
I believe they have normal lifespans.
Normal lifespans, yeah. And when they die,
then another one is activated by what the story was saying. So, you know, we have Rebecca with Alexander, and Alexander does end up finding out that Rebecca's a vampire. And at this point, Rebecca's entire family is together. So we still have Finn, Cole, Elijah, Klaus, and Rebecca. They're all together. And Alexander ends up using the dagger on her and her brothers. But obviously, Klaus is not affected by the dagger, as we've seen. So he kills Alexander and the other hunters and undaggers his family. So we found out this is how they know about the Five. Obviously, the Five have come for them before. Clearly, the Five had figured out about the dagger, so it's possible that they figured out about the White Oak Stake. So clearly, you know, and this is might be concerning to the originals as well as the other vampires in Mystic Falls. Now, we also have, you know, away from this story, Bonnie, Elaine, and Damon are going to Whitmore College to talk to a professor. Now, the professor is somebody who believes in the supernatural. I think Bonnie just, he took over Graham's job, from what I understand. So she was going to pick up some of Graham's things, and she was interested in just hearing him talk. And he ends up, like, taking an interest in Bonnie, which I found a little bit strange.
Yeah.
I did not like him from the beginning. He seemed, like, too friendly, like, too interested in, like, this girl who...
It's the back again with season 4 introducing new characters.
Yes.
And I'm getting a little stressed, and it sucks because then we got April, we got Connor, we got this guy, and it's like, who's the bad guy? Who, what's going on? Is it,
yes,
Connor? Is this guy bad guy?
Does
this guy help?
Yes,
it's so like oh my god, I was like overwhelmed. I'm like, oh god, another one. But he was like weird. Like, my thing with him is like with him taking his interest to Bonnie. Like, I mean, I wanted to hope that everything was kind of cool because
and I could
like,
kind of understand a little bit because he did take over Graham's job. I believe he does say that he did know her or maybe knew of her work. So, I mean, maybe it does make a little bit of a sense. And I also at first was like, why is Damon and Elena going with her? That's weird. But apparently they had gone there to try to show Elena how to do the whole snatch, eat, erase thing.
Somewhere far from home, which I thought was a good idea.
Yeah, that was a good idea in case she did end up killing somebody. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they try to do it. So Bonnie goes with Professor Shane. They're going to go get Graham's stuff, I believe. And Damon picks out a girl for Elena. He's like, do it to her. Elena goes to do it, but then finds out that this girl has a picture of her little sister on her phone. And Elena just can't do it. She's like, nope, can't hurt her, don't want to hurt her. And I mean, I get that. Especially as somebody who has a little sister myself, like, I really felt that because, like, it's hard because, like, these people all have, it really shows these people all have lives, and generally most of them are good people.
Yeah.
And so it's hard.
Now, this is my concern. What if, you know what? Scratch that. I have no concerns. Goodbye. Shh. You ain't heard a thing. You don't know. Nope. My brain just said, Sydney, you make no sense. Goodbye. So scratch that. But yes, absolutely. These families, these people have families. They have lives. They're not, you know, going to walk out of their door one day and expect to get hurt. And that's the last thing that Elena wants to do. That's just in her kind nature. And that's why, you know, feeding on animals or out of blood bags and stuff like that was supposed to be like the go-to. And she's only felt as comfortable as she has. It's because Matt is the one letting her feed on him. But doing it to like a stranger, just kind of like, you can see it's just robbing her the wrong way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would be the same way. Cause like, I'd feel bad. Like if I were a vampire personally, I'd go after people I hate. I'd be like, I don't like you.
I'm spiteful. So I would definitely go after people that I
hate. That's who I would do. Yeah. I'd be like, come here. Mm-hmm, you're dead. Bye. I feel like that's toxic behavior, but
it is.
But Elena's not like that. Elena is very kind-hearted and doesn't want to like do things like that, and I totally respect it.
So then they get wind of this like party that's happening on campus, and it's like a murder party, which I'm sorry, I went to college. We ain't never had nothing called no murder party. I get it was like a frat party. It was just a little strange.
It was just supposed to be, was it like Halloween time? Because they were back in school, maybe?
Maybe it was Halloween. But yeah, everybody was dressed up as like either murder victims or serial killers. I don't know. It was a little
odd.
What
a perfect place. What a perfect place to do it. I just, okay.
was very odd to me. So they go to this party, and then Elena ends up seeing this guy try to spike another girl's drink, and she ends up feeding on him. And so I kind of liked that like
Queen
she wanted,
behavior.
she wanted to feed on somebody that was
Piece of shit.
yeah, piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
And she kind of becomes like intoxicated by this blood because it's the first time that we see her really feeding and getting to like enjoy herself because before she's just been feeding on Matt. So now she's kind of like enjoying herself. You know, we have the iconic scene of her and Damon dancing together. And I will say what snaps her out of it is seeing Bonnie. And I was so mad at Bonnie for ruining this glorious scene for me. Like, I was like, woman, go talk to your creepy professor. Get out of here.
Because
Like,
in general, too, is like this is her being away from like all of her responsibility and everything going on in Mystic Falls. This was the one time that she was able to let go,
yeah,
whether
so
that
she seemed
was
like she was
dancing
gen like really having
and
fun, you
spreading
know?
and laughing and whoever. Like the thing is like this is a very iconic Delana scene because this is, I feel like, one of the first times you really get to see them have fun
Have fun
together.
together, yeah, because usually it's a very serious thing between them. Like they do their little joking back and forth, but generally it's
To like
always
let
very
loose and
serious.
enjoy yourself. Yes, this is the first time I'd say that like you actually genuinely got to see both of them very happy with each other and just
Yes.
relax. Now, this is the thing. There's like that little bit of tension there
Yeah.
that just draws you in as a Delana fan. You're like, oh yeah, there it is. Hell yeah. But I'm gonna say something. I don't think there was anything that crossed the line.
No, I
So
don't
when
think anything
I'm
crossed the line at all. I mean, they were just dancing, like they didn't kiss, nothing.
I
Like,
didn't see some no intense grinding and
no.
grabbing and shit like that. Like there was a little bit of flirtation here going on, and it was them living in like the moment and the adrenaline and shit like that. But like
But
there
I
was
don't think
nothing.
it's cheating on
No, so my
Stefan,
question
no.
is what the fuck was Bonnie's problem? I mean, did Bonnie know that Elena's
I
purpose
think
was to eat
is
here?
that yes, Bonnie did know, but I think that
So
just
what is her
seeing her
problem?
friend like that was kind of traumatic for her because, you know, she knows Elena and everyone to be a vampire. She's seeing all of her friends, Caroline, Elena, they're both vampires now. And I think that it was just kind of traumatic for her. And then obviously Elena becomes very upset. And then she tells Damon that she's scared that she's going to be like him. And he takes pretty big offense to this. And I would
Because
too.
I feel like Damon doesn't really act out unless he's in a mood. Like I feel like even when he came back in season one and he was the dick in season one, you got to think that he's under immense stress trying to find Catherine. Like
Yeah.
he wasn't just laxing. He
And
was
I
there
will
for a
say
reason.
he did kill those two people in the first episode and then he killed Vicky, but I don't think he killed anybody else as far as I can remember. So it wasn't like he was on like a murderous rampage. I guess he killed like the druggies in the cemetery, but that was it. Like it wasn't like he was continuously just going around killing the members, like the, you know, people in Mystic Falls.
Because this is, yeah, but my thing is like when he's under stress is when he acts out. If
Yeah.
he's content, he's very like not as messy as people think he is. Like,
No, and I'm sorry, but he was trying to help you, and for you to attack him like that, like I just didn't like that. Like she like attacked him, was like, I don't want to be like you, blah blah
you
blah.
were just living in the moment. Like, what, just looking at
Yeah.
Bonnie and seeing what's happening, it just made you hate it. That's not the case. You kind of gotta like let go a little bit. Like you're a vampire right now. This isn't something of like morality is gonna come and take way here, and you're just still a good person. Like at the end of the day, if you have to feed on somebody, you have to feed on somebody. It's all about self-resistance. It has nothing to do with Damon. You shouldn't be bringing up
No,
Damon to this.
because I
Like
mean, at
self.
the end of the day, like he's not responsible for what you do, and what you do is your decision.
No, and
So,
like you said, she came to him for help. If you didn't want to be like him, quote unquote, Elena, don't go to him then.
right. Like, I
You know?
mean, clearly you can't really go to Stefan because he does have issues with human blood, but she could have, why didn't she go to Caroline then? Like, Caroline's there. Caroline could have helped her.
Caroline has fed on people
Yeah.
before at a point, but
And
like,
Caroline doesn't have issues with like she's not a ripper, like she could have helped, but you decided to go
no,
with Damon and then you
I
want to
know.
blame him. It was
I
just
just
weird.
don't. It's and that's something that Elena does is she, when she panics, she'll say shit that she doesn't mean. Just like how Damon will act out and do something like bad, Elena Singh, she always says stuff she like doesn't mean, and that's something she's got to work on because she's done it to almost every character.
And she's always consistently, I've noticed, especially whenever she first becomes a vampire, she asks Damon for help and then accepts his help and then gets mad at the help that he has decided to give her. And I'm just like, you can't have it both ways. You can't ask this man for help and then not like the help that he gives you, but still take the help.
I know.
And so, like, I did understand why she was so upset with him. But we do have Stefan back at home. He's trying to figure out this whole thing about the five. He learns that the ultimate weapon of the five is a possible cure for vampirism. So now he's like, there might be a way for Elena. You know, that's his first thought. I understand why that's his first thought, but I wonder, did Stefan ever want to be human again? I don't remember if he ever said it. I remember Damon saying it once. I think it was in season 3 that he just wanted to be human. I don't know. Has Stefan ever said it? I don't really remember.
I'm gonna ahead and I'm gonna say no. Actually, even like later on in the series, I'm gonna still say no.
So, do you think that even with his river tendencies, he was happy as a vampire?
I think personally, if he became, well, as we know, he does eventually, and I think it shows, actually, I think if he were to become human right now, where we're at in the show, his world would completely crash on him.
I mean, he would have to deal with everything that he's done while he was a vampire, is that what you mean?
Yes, like Mr. Guild Pants, it would suck as a human. Like, I feel like with being a vampire, he had enough things to kind of keep him occupied.
Yeah,
I can definitely see that. I can't explain it, but as you're a human, what is he going to do? He's going to go sit on the couch, plop down, and just think about every wrong decision that he's made in his life and completely hate himself for it. I think that being a vampire is the only little thing that kept him alive, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah,
and I think, yeah, I can see that. Spoiler alert, and I think that's why he didn't care. That's why I think he didn't care to end it at the end.
Right.
I think there's nothing at that point. Being a vampire is the only thing that kept him alive, honestly, because everything else in his life was just fuck that.
Right.
So like he just kind of was like, yeah, even with him in the end being with Caroline and everything like that, I just feel like it just wasn't enough. Like he's done a lot of bad shit.
Unfortunately, too, at the end, like, I'm not going to try to get too much into that, but Caroline was a vampire still then, so obviously, you know, it was, you know, just something that was probably going to be hard for him to deal with. But back into season 4, we have Stefan tricking Rebecca into revealing where she buried Alexander with his sword, because obviously now he knows you need the sword to decode the tattoos. Tattoos is probably going to lead you to the cure. So, meanwhile, Klaus takes Jeremy. And my question is, why is nobody watching Jeremy? Like, they never, like, Jeremy gets the shit into the stick because, like, you think that, like, I think he told them that he...
Connor, I was going to say, does anybody at this point know what the fuck Connor has said to him?
Matt was with him, and I don't know if they ever tell anybody, but I don't know. So maybe they don't know. So maybe that's why nobody's watching Jeremy. But Klaus kidnaps him, and he makes Jeremy draw a picture of Connor's tattoo, but he finds out that it's not completed, and the only way for the tattoo to continue growing is as Connor kills vampires. So we find out, you know, you need the sword, you need the tattoos to decode everything to get a map to this cure. So now Rebecca is knowledgeable about this cure, and she wants it. So, you know, Connor does end up escaping Klaus. He kills one of his hybrids. And then Klaus daggers Rebecca again because obviously he wants Elena to be human because he wants more hybrids. Yep. That is his main goal. Still
the main goal. Yep. Alrighty, Klaus.
And then we find out that Connor goes to find the first person who sent him to Mystic Falls, like for the whole reason he's there. And it ends up being Professor Shane. And I'm like, I knew it.
There is Professor Shady Pants right there. Yeah. Yep, there he is. He is sus as fuck. Why does he know Connor? What is happening right now?
Yes. And so like that's the way that the episode ends. And so after watching this, I'm sitting here like, well, maybe the five aren't bad. Like they didn't seem like they were doing anything bad, like they were killing vampires, sure, but like even in my personal opinion, the hunters that were in the show, I don't think that them killing vampires was necessarily a bad thing. Like, we don't want the vampires that we like to die, but they were clearly trying to save people's lives.
Right, absolutely. That's how I've always felt about hunters, honestly. Like, we can't help that we fell in love with the vampires of the show, but realistically, they're just looking out for the lives of innocent people that may get killed.
Yeah, exactly. So then we find out that Shane ends up telling Connor that we need the tattoo to be revealed because he tells him what it is,
Now,
basically.
what is Connor getting out of any of this from Professor Shane? Do we know?
I don't think so. I don't
He's
I
just his bitch. I don't get
he said that if the cure is found, I do remember now, that he doesn't have to be a hunter anymore. And Connor doesn't really want to be a hunter, from what I remember. He just wants to go back to living his normal life. And
that's
so
kind of shitty.
realizes that if they find the cure, everything, then there'll be no more hunters. And then he can, like, once the tattoo's complete, then he'll be released from his.
Now, that's my curiosity. I'm sitting here and I'm like, what the fuck does Professor Shane need with the cure?
Right, because I mean, is he a vampire?
Yeah, like what the hell's
Yeah.
happening? Why does he need the cure? I don't. In
Yeah.
that moment, I was so confused because that shit just hit you like a truck. Because it's all kind of like we have our little plots in this season. Like right now, there's not one big plot. Everybody's tying together somehow, though, and it's like hitting you like a
Yeah,
bus.
and you're just trying to
You know what
figure
I
out
mean?
how does everything connect, because
Yes, exactly.
a lot of different going on, absolutely. And so then Connor comes back to Mystic Falls and he basically tells Shane that he will kill humans if necessary to kill enough vampires. And now I'm thinking, well, while I don't think all hunters are bad, I definitely don't think Connor is good. And I understand wanting to be released from something that you didn't ask for. However, killing humans, whenever isn't that what your whole goal is to protect humans? I don't know. It struck me as very odd.
Yeah, I don't get it. He just doesn't give a
So,
fuck.
yeah. So Stefan and Klaus are teaming up again because they're gonna
Which,
stop
why?
Connor.
Isn't Klaus trying to fucking
They both have
fuck
the
Elena up?
same common goal. They want Elena to be human,
Yeah, what's gonna
regardless
happen
of
when
what.
she's human? I
I
can't.
mean, I guess Stefan's like, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it,
That sucks. But, like, at the same time, though, I will say that the Stefan Klaus duo, mwah.
Perfect.
We love Clefin around here.
Yes. And so Klaus goes to find Alexander's sword. Because obviously, if we don't have the sword, then we don't have anything to go off of. So meanwhile, Connor takes Jeremy, Matt, and April hostage. Now, poor April is all I'm gonna say, because this poor girl got stabbed up at her father's funeral. Rebecca almost ate her whenever she was on the werewolf venom. And now she's been kidnapped by what she thinks is a very delusional man because she doesn't know anything about vampires. And
No,
so
and I don't know
obviously
how
she's
she
scared.
keeps managing to get herself involved in any of
Yes.
this. God,
Yes.
I hate it.
Yes. And so of course, because Stefan and Damon can never agree upon anything, now Stefan has not told Damon about the cure yet. And I think it's because Damon has this unflinching ability to always be honest with Elena. And Stefan doesn't want to give Elena false hope because he truly doesn't know if the cure is real, if this is a legend. He doesn't know.
Right, no, it's never even been talked about before. This is all brand new. And that's the thing, is like I know Elena'd be excited to hear it. I
Exactly. And he
know,
doesn't
you
want to
know what
let
I
her down
mean?
again. Yeah.
Yes, because my God, he'd be like, that's it. I'm done. I'm just gonna go and die now because I
Right.
feel like the worst
Yes.
fucking guy in the world. Yeah.
So obviously Damon is like, well, let's just go in there and kill him, like, come
No.
on. And Stefan's like, no. And then Damon catches a phone call between Stefan and Klaus. And so now he's like, sir, what are you doing? Like,
Yeah, he knows something is like
yeah,
up
he
because
doesn't trust Klaus at
why?
all.
Why? As he shouldn't. This is very sketch, okay?
Bad.
And that's the thing, though. That's the thing, and this is what frustrates me, is that's, it's actually, it, like you said, it's my favorite quality of Damon, is Damon being as honest and straightforward about everything. But, like, yeah. A part of me wishes that, like, maybe he could have told Damon, and I would be in hopes that maybe he wouldn't tell Elena for the same reason Stefan wouldn't want to. Because at this point, you see that Damon cares about Elena, and he's kept things from her before, like hiding that Bonnie was going to die or this, this, that, and the
I
other.
I agree. I think right now, personally, Damon would get a kick out of being the one to tell her there was a cure over Stefan. Because he's still in love with her. Now,
this is
sick
like
of
the
that
competition,
sound,
yeah.
Right? He would want to be the one to tell her so that she would be, like, super happy with him. And as much as I hate saying that about Damon, because I do love him, he's still really in love with her. So anything that could get him ahead of his brother in this situation is, you know, gonna,
yeah, he wouldn't think
take.
It. He wouldn't really think it through because, like,
and he does have that
knowing.
Issue. He does not think things through. So.
No, because not even, because like with none of them really knowing anything, Damon included, he wouldn't think that, what if it didn't exist? Now Elena's going to be mad at you and he wouldn't
get
it.
Yeah, he wouldn't get that far.
So
yeah.
Like I get, because like a lot of things is like, some people may feel differently about this, but I do like that they keep some things from Elena though, because sometimes whether it's a plan,
sometimes
whether it's a plan or whatever's going on, as much as I love Elena, sometimes it'll fuck everything up. And like, this is one of those situations as well. And to get her more involved than she should be, and not wanting to let her down, and just kind of keeping her away while she deals with her own thing. Cause she is still new at this vampire thing. She still is figuring that out. Let her do that too, instead of bringing in all this crazy shit. And
yeah,
it's just a fucking mess.
And so then Stefan actually knocks Damon unconscious so that he doesn't.
But Stefan's been beating the hell out of Damon for a while lately,
right?
Haven't we noticed this? Why is he being so abusive? Chill, bro.
I don't know. But yes, he's been knocking Damon out.
Yeah, he's been knocking him out, man.
Yes. And then the situation kind of takes a turn for the worse, because Klaus sends one of his hybrids in to stand up to Connor, because he, now what I'm assuming, I'm pretty sure I remember, is Klaus's plan is for this hybrid to die so that then another thing is killed.
Wasn't this the hybrid that Tyler and Haley were friends with?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I remember him. I remember
yes.
him.
Yes. And so they sent him in there to stand up to Connor. And, you know, Connor's like, who are you? You're not who I said to come in here. Like,
yeah.
What's going on? And, you know, so things are getting a little weird. Now, we also still have Professor Shane that we can't forget about, and he's with Bonnie all of a sudden.
And which I think it's really weird that Bonnie found comfort in a stranger. Because I feel like Bonnie's intuition should be better than that. Like,
I agree.
Think back to the beginning of the show when it came to, like, the Salvators, how, like, sus she was of them and how, like, long it took for her to warm up to them. For somebody you don't
I
know,
think because who, something we didn't go ahead finish.
For somebody though, like he just finds out about your magic and he's all of a sudden gung ho. I wouldn't even fully trust that. Like, this is something really serious, and you're already kind of, she's already going through this dark magic shit, and you know, she just seen Grams get tortured not too long ago, and she's got her own lump of shit going through, and instead of finding comfort in like her friends or even talking to other family members, which we know there are plenty of, she is confiding in this guy, this stranger. And it's like, what, just because he has your grandmother's occult studies
right
position?
Yeah,
like what, like you're really trusting the stranger, Bonnie? I expected better.
And now something we didn't really go over, but whenever Grams got tortured, Bonnie hasn't been able to use magic since then. So, because she has so much guilt over what happened to Grams, that it's like blocking her from being
able. Yeah, it's one of those blocking situations. Yeah. Yeah.
And so Shane is apparently trying to help Bonnie get over her guilt via some sort of hypnosis, which honestly, it all felt very strange to me. And it doesn't seem to work. But then all of a sudden, he tries to get her to light one candle, and she opens her eyes, and every candle in the room is lit. So clearly he has helped her, done something. I don't know.
Why does he know this? I mean, as an occult studies, I feel like you're just talking about folklore and situations like that.
Also,
like, why does he know this so well? That's what's just sus to me. Like,
is that a thing that you can study in college, actually, in real life?
That's actually a great question.
Because I'm going to do it.
Because at this point, though, with Professor Shady Pants, I don't even know what species he is at this point. Is he a witch now?
I don't know. Is he a witch? I'm still not 100% sure that he's not a vampire because he wants this cure so bad. And I feel like he's not really giving us a lot of information about what his true goal is. And
fun fact real quick, not to interrupt you. I did Google it for you though. Okay. Yes. Occult sciences is a real thing.
Ooh. Catch me happening on that.
But I don't know what you would do with that as like a professional job though.
It would just be fun to learn about, but yeah, you're probably not gonna get that's a good question.
I don't know, like people like major in that. I'm wondering how that works.
That's a really good question. What can you do with an
careers in a cult?
Because I feel like there's not much you can do with that. People are going to think you're crazy most of the time is what I would assume. But the only reason I ask is because we had Isabel, if you guys remember, Elena's mom, who was also studying that. So I don't know what these people's Zen game here was with this degree that doesn't really seem like you could do much with.
So like you can major in it, but like you can't get like a degree in it, so it's just a matter of just dedicating nothing to it. That sounds like a waste of money.
It does sound like a waste.
You know
of
what
money.
Sounds? You know what? You know what else can teach you? Google. It's great and right. It's free. It's free. All right. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the only career you can get out of occult studies is becoming an occult studies teacher.
Yeah, that's basically all you got. Yeah.
I don't know what is to come of that, and I don't like that. And I feel like that's a waste of time. No. Like, very cool class, but like also cool Google class, is very cool.
Yeah, that's true. So obviously, like, we don't know Professor Shane's in game here.
No, I'm not getting it.
We don't know if he's bad, good, because I mean at this point, like he's helping Bonnie be able to use her magic again, but why does he want her to be able to use her magic again? Like, clearly, he is.
He's, like, using her for something.
Yes.
Using her, definitely.
And so then we go back to the grill, and Jeremy's trying to talk to Connor, because he's like, you know, you said that I'm, like, one of you guys. Like, you know, why are you trying to, like, torture? Like, well, what is your deal, you know? And Connor tries, kind of explains to him, like, how he became a hunter. And he says that a friend of his was once turned into a vampire, and he, you know, unfortunately had to kill that friend. It doesn't really explain the circumstances as to why he decided to kill that friend, but then that's whenever the tattoo began to appear. So here's my question. Clearly these people don't know they're hunters before they're hunters. So how are these people picked out of all the people in the world? And is it only males? Because in the show, we only see male hunters.
Until season 7.
Yeah. But that person was not part of the 5.
No. So, my question is, I assume it is a male thing. I assume, if I had to take a guess, is it's one of those situations that while they don't know it's going to happen, you know, one of the 5 die, and all of a sudden you start to kind of go through what you find out you do, going through these fits of rage and anger and this intense like thing, and maybe you'll get like visions or something trying to explain to you like what a vampire is and that they exist and how to sense them. And I feel like it's just something that happens really naturally, and you might, like, the person, I feel like, might not understand even what's fully happening to them. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just something that naturally happens, and it's, like, the universe's way of picking somebody, and it comes to them in, like, visions and dreams, and you start to experience shit firsthand, and then it just kind of all comes to, like, you, like, second nature.
Right. Yeah, that makes
If
sense.
I had to guess.
Yeah, that does make sense. So now we go back to Stefan and Damon and Elena. So Stefan is still being Mr. Shady Pants. And, Elena's like, why did you knock out Damon? Like, what is going on? And, like, Stefan doesn't want to tell her. He goes outside. He's talking to Klaus on the phone again. He's decided he's going to go into the grill and
It
the car.
sucks, and it sucks. I'll tell you right now, is like Stefan's trying to do something for her, and he's trying to salvage this relationship, and he's really trying to like be there for her because his intentions are pure. The delivery sucks, but his intentions are very pure, and they mean the best for her. But I'll tell you right now that his secretive shit going on is just pushing her away.
Exactly, because now she's like, I don't trust you either.
She's
It's
not like
yeah.
that. She's like,
Yeah.
there's something going on, and you're not talking to me, and I just don't like that. Because that's how Elena is. She's just
Exactly.
like,
She just wants to know
why?
everything. Yeah.
She's like, why are you keeping things from me? Like, what the fuck? And it's
Yeah.
just kind of putting him in a shit position because it's like, what he's doing for her is like pure and it means good. But it's like, homie, the delivery is poor right now. It's
Yes.
not, she's
Yes.
not happy with you. Okay.
And so we see that Stefan is going over to the grill to try to talk to Connor, I guess. Then Damon wakes up. And Elena is obviously at this point very, very concerned about Jeremy. That is her main concern. She's also concerned about Matt and April. So, they are, she's just kind of freaking out. And then they find out about these tunnels. Now, my question is, there's apparently tunnels underneath all of Mystic Falls. Why?
Weird. The only explanation is maybe back then it was like a mining thing, but like
Right.
also they never talk about it, so it's like an assumption.
Right.
Otherwise, they're just there. It's supposed to add
Yeah.
spookiness or something.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah. So they decide that they're gonna go in through these tunnels. And now Elena's kind of looking at Damon and she's like, well, what do I do if I run into this? Connor guy, like, what's gonna happen? And he tells her to kill him if she does, if she can, like, kill Connor if he tries to come after you. So she's like, okay. So she breaks in, she attacks Connor, but then Stefan tries to get Connor away.
So that
And
looks even more sus.
yes, and now I'm like, you know what? I get Stefan's intentions, but he's making himself look very bad to. Elena specifically,
That's
Damon
what I'm saying. The
probably is,
delivery is
yeah.
very poor. And then even with Damon is just as confused as Elena.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something to keep in mind. So not only does Elena feel betrayed, but so does Damon. Damon's like, why the fuck aren't you telling me what's going on? Like,
Right.
me and Elena are both in the dark for what? Like, is this something against us? Like, I wouldn't know what the fuck was going on at all. And it's both of them, and they look targeted almost. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely. And then Damon ends up catching up to Stefan, and he kind of like, Connor gets away. Elena's still chasing Connor, but he ends up confronting Stefan, and he's like, why aren't you killing Connor? Like, what is going on? And Stefan finally tells Damon that Connor is the key to the cure. So now Damon is like, oh, whoa, crap, So he runs after, they're running after Elena, they're gonna try to stop her. Unfortunately, they get there too late and Elena ends up killing Connor. So my question is, obviously we know vampires get stronger over time rather than, weaker as we see in like Twilight. So obviously Elena is a lot weaker than Damon. How is she able to take down Connor over Damon, who couldn't take him down in the parking lot that day outside the church? It was strange to me that like she was able to overpower him like that.
It's especially exactly, and especially being as new as she is, it's weird. I don't
It's
know.
weird.
I don't like it
Yeah.
either. It's like, I guess it was one of those things that Julie Plec did to add the wow effect.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess gave her a chance to look badass, get in there, do
And
you, girl.
yeah. Yeah, so she has killed Connor and she's very guilty. And
Yes, because she doesn't want to kill anybody
yeah.
in general. Like, she doesn't even want to feed on people. She has a hard time with it. So,
Yes.
like, even though he's not a good man, it's still, she's like looking at a dead body and she's like, I'm just as messy as everybody else.
Then she looks at Damon and she says, you told me to kill him, so I killed him. And at this point, I'm like, strange.
I thought she was blaming him.
Yeah, so the
first time I watched it, I was like, she's got a lot of fucking nerve right now. You told me to kill him, so I killed him. What, so you're going to put this on Damon? That's what I thought the first time.
Exactly.
I didn't think what actually happened.
Right.
I thought, why the hell are you blaming Damon?
Yeah, I can honestly say that at the first time, I'm like, it's a little weird that, like, he did tell her to do it, and she did. But at the same time, like, Connor was attacking her. We can't say that he wasn't. So, obviously, like, her motives were justified because she was trying to save herself. But how are you going to turn around and look at him and act like he did it or forced your hand whenever you obviously, you know, did make that decision for yourself?
Yep.
And it's messed up to me.
Well, now we're in this situation with Connor dead now, though. So what the hell are they gonna do?
Exactly. So now the, you know, key to the cure is gone. Good thing Stefan didn't say anything to Elena.
Right? Because that would have definitely been the moment that it was like, oh, yep, see?
Is why I say nothing, right?
Here we go.
He did tell Elena that Connor was
maybe would have prevented it, but like at the same time, anything else could have happened though.
So then we see at the end of this episode, Elena is starting to have some weird hallucinations, and she's standing in her kitchen and she thinks that she sees Connor, and it ends up being Jeremy, and she does end up stabbing Jeremy.
Fuck that. If I were Jeremy, I'd be terrified.
Yes. And obviously they heal him. He's okay. I think he was wearing his ring, so it didn't really matter all that much. But Elena's really, like, the next episode, Elena's really having these rough hallucinations, and it's really driving her crazy. And that's whenever Klaus tells them that, Elena needs to be locked up because she'll try to kill herself. And he explains that whenever he killed the original five brothers, is the same thing that's happening to her right now.
Yep.
And that she is, you know, going to continue to have these hallucinations. He doesn't know how long they're going to last. He says it's due to, like, some sort of, witch's curse is what he's assuming. And the only cure is for a potential hunter to make a first kill and pass along the last hunter's powers. So now we kind of have to wait.
Because I assume, and you know what, I kind of get that though, and I thought that was written really well, and the reason I'm going to tell you that is because you got to think that that's like their insurance policy. Like, they were put here on this earth as their own species, right, the five, to do like their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
and do their job, and they have this hunter's mark, and their whole goal in life is to kill vampires, and this is in their basic instinct now, and that's what they surround themselves with. Well, when you kill them like this and this shit starts happening, it's like an insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
And if like the word gets around, like as Klaus knows now, because they've been around for 900 years, so you know not to like fuck with them almost. It's kind of like their protection, and they were unaware of it. So now,
and my thing is, why wouldn't Klaus tell them this before, whenever he's telling them all about everything?
I think at the end of the day, if it was any of them that killed Connor, I don't think Klaus really gave a shit.
No.
I think too, on top of it, is Klaus knows of this cure. And Klaus also knows the tale that basically if one dies, another one's created. And it was just a matter of time until maybe he ran into one again. And I just don't think that maybe he took it as serious as you were led on to be. Because if, like, let's say, like, one of the Salvatore brothers killed Connor or something, I don't think Klaus would have given any shits. I'm pretty sure Klaus would have found it amusing almost.
And also, I think that, like, it's been, let's say, 900 years since he's even seen another hunter. And maybe he was just like, well, you know, it is, well, maybe this isn't important because Stefan knows that he's the key to the cure, so they're not going to kill him. I think that, you know, Klaus just like had faith that like he wasn't going to die.
That's true. That's also very true. And I'll tell you what too, I think it's because it's Elena that ended up killing him that Klaus is being as helpful as he is.
Yes, but then he ends up kidnapping Alina because they don't want him to her to go to class because they're like, no, that's not good. So
No, but
he,
that's my thing though. Wasn't
yeah.
Klaus kidnapped her to like help her though? Didn't he like
He
put her in a
was,
room?
yes, he put her in this room. She's hallucinating all kinds of things. She's hallucinating Catherine and just not doing very well. But meanwhile, Shane, of course, because he's obviously just like Connor now and is everywhere, he's hosting some sort of exposition. I know what I'm trying to say,
I love that.
but I'm not going to
Yes.
try to say it again because I don't think I
Do it
can.
again. Do it again right now.
Exposition?
Is that a
No,
word?
that's the wrong thing. Exhibitation?
This is the funniest thing. I hope
It's
everybody gets all the notes.
4 a.m. So,
It's
an exhibit. We're
it's
going to call it an exhibit at the school. Why is he at the high
I
school?
can't wait to listen back on this. Oh, I love you. All right, so he's doing this. He's got his little
You try
exhibit.
to say it.
I don't even know what word you're trying to say, Alex.
EXHIBITION.
Exhibition, but like,
Exhibition, okay.
is it exhibition? Isn't exhibition like the monster trucks that attack each other?
Yeah, so it's like a show. It's like a showing of something. So
Okay.
you're correct, yes.
I'm
Okay.
dying. This is the greatest thing. This is great. Anyway,
Yes.
we're great.
So they're hosting this at the high school for some reason. So he's doing some sort of occult thing at the high school. Why didn't my high school ever do this is the real question. Maybe I need to go back to high school considering I couldn't pronounce that
That's my thing. Was he like recruiting people for his class or
Right.
something? What are you doing? Go away. Don't
And
you have a
why is
class to teach?
Bonnie like helping him? I don't know.
Bonnie needs to hang out with people her own age.
Yeah, so Dave and Bonnie go to, this man
Like,
for
that's an
answers.
unhealthy amount of time. No, this is my question right here.
Yes.
Why hasn't anybody noticed Bonnie's been gone?
I don't know. They don't think about Bonnie half the time.
I'm really starting to realize that they only need Bonnie when they like need her.
Yes, exactly.
Because like she's been hanging out with this weird guy, nobody knows. She could be dead.
Right.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, apparently we're just not concerned about,
I don't like
any of
that.
that. So Damon and Bonnie go to him to help. He basically tells him the same thing, so which is curse. The only way for the hallucinations to be broken is for, a new hunter. While this is going on, it's like a flashback to scenes, like back to back. It's like Jeremy is discovering the beginnings of the mark on him. So
Oh God, here we
clearly
go.
we know now that we just need to, activate Jeremy here.
Activate like he's a robot. I love it.
Yes.
Turn him on, flip the switch. Here we go.
Yes. And now Elena's still having one of her little freakouts. She's still locked up at Klaus's place. Stefan goes to break Elena out only to have her attack him and escape.
Which why what was Stefan's goal here? I mean, I
I don't
guess because like she's in
understand.
possession of Klaus and we don't trust
But Klaus
Klaus.
isn't gonna hurt Elena. We know that. I mean, he's not gonna kill her now because she's not human. So he's not gonna hurt her. And maybe she seemed safe locked up where she was, in my opinion.
I feel like he was helping. Honestly, I feel like he was helping her. I
Right.
don't know. I don't really see anything wrong with that situation. And it was safer for everybody to for her to stay there because if anybody's going to understand it, it's going to be Klaus.
Right. And so then Elena actually goes to the bridge where she died and where her parents died. And we see like Connor, we see Catherine, and her mother are all trying to convince her to take her own life. And I'm like, wow, man, these are some serious hallucinations. And you can just tell Elena is just, she's having a really hard time.
And what sucks though is like she's, and it really shows that it's driving her mad or something because she's believing it. Like, your mom is dead.
Yeah, exactly. Like
You
she's
know, but
really
like you
believing
can't,
this.
she can't separate reality from like these things. Like, it's that bad because like I'm like, your mom's been dead for a while now. Like,
Right.
don't listen to her. That's not your mama.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
So she's standing on this bridge. It's nighttime at this point, but she ends up dropping her daylight ring into the water. And I'm like, like this is not gonna end well. So
Yeah.
for some reason, I cannot remember why, Stefan sends Damon to go get her. What? Like, why are we I don't
Do you know
get
what
it.
it is? You know what I think it might be? And this is like a I think. As much as Stefan doesn't want to admit it, he knows that they have their own separate kind of connection with each
Right.
other, whether it be romantically or whether it be in a friendship level or whatever. He knows that they have their own little thing. Now, we just saw like what happened when like Stefan went to go get her, and Stefan's clearly like, I tried to talk to her and get her to stop, but she dipped, and she tried to kill
Right.
me and she dipped. I'm not going to be able to be any use. Damon, you're the next best
And that
shot.
makes
Go
sense. And
ahead.
I
You know,
mean,
like,
yeah.
if I couldn't get to her, Damon, maybe you can,
And
type
again,
thing.
there's that like underlying friendship with Damon and Alina. So it's not weird really to send him after her.
And the thing is with Stefan is Stefan knows too, as we've seen through the third season, Stefan knows that there's a romantic connection there for both of them. He
Right.
sees it. He sees it. He's not oblivious to it. He's not a moron. Stefan can be a pain in the ass, but he's not a moron. And I think though he's embracing it almost. Like
Yeah.
I feel like almost he was already kind of prepping to let go if
Yeah, because
need
he didn't,
be.
yeah, because she didn't, he didn't know who she was
Towards the end
with.
of the third
Yeah.
season, I think he was already kind of prepping and he's kind of understood that like feelings don't just go away. And I will say that that's one of the things I like about Stefan is he has this like maturity level that's very like up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to like Damon and Elena's relationship, he's very together. He's put together over it. Like he accepts the fact that there's romantic feelings involved between them.
Yeah.
Does he still want to be with Elena? Yes, but he knows it's there and he's not gonna he's not gonna like just pretend it doesn't exist. So I
Yeah.
feel like that's another thing too, is he says, if I can't get to her, you're gonna be the one too. So
Absolutely. So yeah, definitely get
go
that.
get
You get
her.
that. So now Klaus comes to Jeremy and he says, "You can kill this hybrid of mine and complete your transition to a hunter and break Elena's curse, but Caroline has to go on a date with me." And I'm like,
Why? Of all the things.
Caroline ain't asked for none of this with
Okay,
y'all.
Caroline is not a pawn. Caroline is her own person. Caroline is dating
Right.
Tyler.
Right. And obviously that, speaking of Tyler, this brings some issues between Caroline and Tyler. Not be only because she's gonna have to go on this date with Klaus, but also because in Tyler's eyes, this hybrid is his friend. So Caroline is sacrificing one friend for another. And he feels like he's the only one in this whole friend group that cares about the other hybrid's safety. And I have to say, I agree with him. Nobody else cares about these hybrids besides Klaus. And clearly, Klaus is willing to offer one up anyway.
And I'll tell you what right now is Klaus is so gung ho to make these hybrids, but they don't mean anything to him.
No.
And it sucks because we don't see into the lives of these hybrids, but they were people once too.
And my question is,
Important
why didn't we
people.
just make a vampire real quick? And then kill them. Like, why do we have to kill one of Klaus's hybrids?
Well, those poor people don't want to be turned into a vampire either. You can go turn like a go find a crackhead. That's a good
Yeah,
one.
something.
Go find a
Yeah.
crackhead. Go find a crackhead.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, like sitting on the street, mugging people or something. You
Like,
know.
break into the prison, get somebody who's.
Yeah, we gotta get like the bad people.
Yeah.
Not like Peggy Sue that owns the florist shop down the road,
Right, right.
but like Billy Joe Bob who has the meth lab in his kitchen. We can kill him.
Right, exactly. But no, we decide we're gonna do a, hybrid. And Caroline does agree because she obviously wants to save Alina. And I've said this before on this podcast. I know that you feel the same way. We don't really care for Caroline here, but at the end of the day, she still does do things to save her friends. And
You
I
know
think that
what?
Tyler was being very unfair.
You know what? This is something I said about somebody the last episode. I don't remember who I said it.
Matt, I think.
I said there should have been a bluff. Remember that? I was like, that's a
Yeah,
bluff. I
yeah.
don't remember who I said it, but I will say it now. Caroline, at the end of the day, has that man right by the balls.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Caroline could have made sure neither of them died if she tried.
Yeah, that's true.
She has Klaus by the balls, dude. She that ball is in her court. She could have made it happen to where neither of them died, I guarantee it.
Yeah, but I mean, if the hybrid didn't die, then who's Jeremy gonna kill to break the curse?
somebody else that's not important to anybody around her. You know what
and
I mean?
But I agree with Tyler a little bit because, you know, nobody does care about the hybrids because they're just kind of like, well, you know, they are Klaus's minions. We don't care about them, you know? Like,
it's because, and you know what? A lot of viewers will say the same thing, but that's just because we didn't get to see into them.
Oh, we didn't really learn anything.
You gotta think that, like, some of the shit that Tyler went through while he was sire to Klaus and the bitch work he was doing for Klaus, like, they were all alongside each other. They're kind of like a family. So, like, while like everybody had their own. Yes, while everybody had their own problems, Tyler had his own that we didn't see. We didn't get to see fully into it, but they were there and they existed.
Yeah, and they were.
And it's friends. And it's not good. Yeah, it's very
and
toxic.
So I do feel bad for him. And, you know, so then, you know, they follow through with it. They kill the hybrid. The curse is broken. But unfortunately, the sun's coming up and Alina has tossed her daylight ring into the river, lake, whatever it is. And so Damon decides that they're both going to, like, jump into the river. So I guess it is a river. And that, I guess that works.
Sure.
Do they just stay underwater all day until, like, or does he get a ring? I don't remember. I don't think it even shows.
All I faintly remember, I hate you. I was going to say, first of all, they can't stay under the water. Sunlight still goes in the water. Wouldn't that work?
I don't know how that works either.
But all I remember faintly is that Alina had woken up in her bed somehow.
Yeah.
Damon gave her the ring and they've made jokes about teen suicide. Now's not the time for a joke. Okay. Yes. This is serious. And he said, vampires hate swimming. Again, Damon, with the jokes, this was a very traumatic event. Stop.
I feel
it.
Like he is just doing everything in his power to make her feel better. Because even though she is away from the hallucinations, she still does feel guilty for killing Connor regardless.
And this was the first time she looked at him and she was like, you saved my life. Like, thank you. Like, she seemed to be really actually grateful really for it because that wasn't her in her own mind.
No.
So, and he knew that. I think everybody knew that. He knew that. And he said, vampires hate swimming. So it's like, it was a kind thing that he did for her anyways, just to save her life. Like, obviously she means something to him. And I liked that she like expressed like the gratitude for it. Like you could really tell how soft-spoken she was.
Has saved her life a lot of times at this point, and she's never really thanked him like that before.
Yeah, she was very soft-spoken. It was very sweet. I actually have the scene in my phone. I was ready to post it soon. Yeah. So that's why I knew exactly what was happening. I'm like, I love that. I love it. Yeah.
And so then Damon tells Alina that Stefan had been lying to him, to them, but it was really all for her. Like he, you know, Stefan had good intentions. He was trying to get, you know, do all this stuff for her, and that, you know, even though he was lying to them, that, you know, it wasn't ill-willed. And I felt like that was pretty, you know, a little bit of character growth there for Damon, because, you know, he's trying to convince her that Stefan is still a good person and she doesn't have to not like Stefan at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he did, obviously he's still trying to be respectful of their relationship. He hasn't pushed anything romantic between them since, you know, she's come back.
No, the boundaries. Yeah, the boundaries have been pretty respectful, honestly, between everybody. There hasn't been any like aggressive PDA in front of anybody, or like the only thing that I think rubbed me wrong was the him giving her his blood, but I'm not quite sure the context behind
exactly.
It but there's nothing that I think really like stood out. Like he wasn't trying to like kiss her or be like, you know, Stefan, this is, or like no self-sabotage. I feel like at this point, a lot of them are all just kind of starting to grow, you know?
Yeah, they're definitely acting a lot more grown. And then we come to this conversation that I feel like has been coming for a while. Stefan and Alina are sitting on the front steps and they're talking. And, you know, Stefan's kind of just like, at the end of the day, Damon was the one that was able to get through to you, and it was the one who saved you, and he's the one who's helped you
through
all this.
See, that's what it was, get through to you. He said, if I can't do it, Damon can.
Yep, and he said, you know, Damon's been the one who's been helping you with all this vampire stuff. Like, Stefan has felt pretty useless, because Damon's been the one who's been doing everything for Alina, and to help Alina as a vampire. And, you know, Alina does admit that as a vampire, you know, her feelings for Damon have magnified. So now she's really admitting that, you know, she is caring for Damon more at this point. And you know, Stefan just tells her that he can't do it anymore, that like it's taking its toll on him.
Because I think the thing is Stefan has known that. And obviously everybody in the world knows that this was a huge factor of her getting the cure, is that human Elena, Stefan has a better chance with.
Exactly.
And I think it was a little selfish at the end of the day. I think that's a big reason why he wanted her to take the cure too, because it's like he's literally watching the love of his life slip out of his fingers. Is he
and
wrong
a lot
for
of people
it?
Do say, speaking of that real quick, that Stefan was always trying to fix Elena. And this is one of those situations where I do agree with that. I do not think that was the case all the time. I think that Stefan in general wants to fix things for everybody. I don't think it's just an Elena thing. And people say that, you know, Damon loved Elena for who she was, whether she was a human or a vampire. I will not say that Stefan did not love Elena as a vampire. I think that, like you said, he just knew that, you know, him and human Elena were, you know, they obviously had a pretty great relationship. I mean, there was a lot of drama in it, but they really loved each other. And now that she's a vampire, ever since she became a vampire, he's realized that, like, she's really been, you know, taking up to Damon.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with him trying to get her to take the cure and her to become human, and, like, with the term fixing, I don't like that, because I don't think there's anything wrong with her, human or vampire.
No.
But, like, I think a lot of it was just split between two reasons. And the one reason was she didn't want to be a vampire. I'm trying to do what she wanted for herself. And the next part was, if she remains to be a vampire, she's more dependent on Damon. And this relationship, because she's dependent on him, is growing. And they're getting closer. And I can't do this anymore. And I'll tell you right now that between the two of them, with Stefan being the one to say, I can't do it, I think was immaculate. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Elena, at the end of the day, like, even if she was with neither of them at the end of the show, and she grew to be an 85-year-old woman and was dating neither of the Salvatores, that girl would still love the both of them. Now, the problem is with that, I think, if Stefan didn't open up to her like this, finally, which kind of should have happened sooner, but if he didn't open up to her, I think this little whatever they have going on right now would have lasted even longer.
Yeah.
Because I don't think
she didn't want to hurt him.
Yes. I think what would happen is it's a back and forth thing. And I know this from personal experience because I'm trash. One would not fulfill her the way the other one fulfills her.
Yeah.
But the other one doesn't match her energy like the other one. And then this one is going to pick a fight and she's going to be mad at this one. She's going to go to this one. And then this one's going to pick a fight. And she goes, well, did I make a mistake? Make a mistake thinking I was better with this one than this one. And this would have carried on for decades. I'm not kidding.
I can guarantee this would have went on forever.
And that's another thing, is this, what, do we need another repeat of Catherine? Because that was exhausting to both
exactly
Stefan and Damon.
Yes. And, you know, they do, you know, just decide to, you know, split up. The best thing, I personally didn't know or think in my mind that it was permanently, at least at this point. I figured it was kind of a, we can't do this while you're still trying to figure out your feelings for Damon thing. But I mean, it was sad. I felt bad. Like, I mean, I know that I'm fooled Elena all the time, but I still felt for Stefan there, because I mean, he's watching this person that he really loves fall in love with somebody else. And that is a really difficult thing to go through.
What it is for me too, is like, as the show goes on, like I've said this before, like, yeah, I love Stelena, but I think Stelena is more of a nostalgic thing for me.
Right.
If I had to say anybody was endgame in the Elena triangle, it is Delena. I wouldn't actually want her to be with Stefan at the end of season 8. There's no way that I would even remotely even feel comfortable with that, I think.
Yeah.
I would throw up, I think. I think I just like the nostalgia, and that's one of my favorite ships just because I think the era in the show and how some of like the innocence of it was in the beginning season and two and like stuff like that. But I do really, really, really like her with Damon, and that's not something.
And personally, going back to the dance scene that we just saw, it does seem like Alina is more of herself and more of a fun person whenever she is with Damon. So I think that maybe, you know, because I mean, like, we've seen Steph and Alina have fun. Not that's not it, but she just
I think Damon and Alina balance each other out in more ways than one. And the thing is, though, is that I love Steph, and I do, and I don't know if this is a biased opinion, but that shit killed me, because he was the one that had to do it, because he was, like, drowning in his own misery, okay? He literally is drowning in his own, he's repeating history. Not only does she love somebody else, and it's visible, it's his brother. He's around it daily.
And I just can't imagine going through that once, let alone twice.
I swear to God. And he's trying really, really hard to hold on to her. He's doing everything he can with this kind of situation. He teamed up with literally Klaus to try to get this cure for her. He's going to bend backwards and backflips just to keep her in his life. And he's saying, why have that energy when this is still a thing at the end of the day? Like, I can't do this to myself. Like, he is really fucking going through some serious, like, shit inside. Because not only that, in his head, I'm sure he's thinking, I wish I never went away with Klaus, because if I never left Klaus, we would be fine.
None of this would have happened.
Like, he really, like, it's hitting him. Like, I think Stefan goes through, like, some serious fucking heartbreak that's not talked about as much as it should be. Yeah. I really think it really fucking hurts him. And I actually, in this moment, at this point, especially in season four, you know, we're on episode six now, even the beginning of season four, I still didn't feel that connection still. I'm like, that connection is gone. Why is this still happening? And that's coming from a Stelena fan. I said, I feel it losing. I feel it. Why is this even here anymore? So I was really actually kind of thrilled to see them break up.
Right.
And I was excited to see this new journey with like her and Damon, but I would be lying if I said I didn't feel like really fucking shit for Stefan. Like, it made me really fucking emotional watching it the first time. Like, I was crying, not because they broke up, but I was crying because Paul Wesley's a fucking amazing actor, and you can just see that the guy's fucking hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's like, fuck. Like, I'm excited for this new chapter. I'm like, yes, this is cool. But like, also, I want to fucking feed him chocolate and hug him and tell him everything's going to be okay.
Right.
You know?
Yes. And I mean, that's the end of the episodes we're going to go over today. So we're kind of leaving you on a sadder note this time. But
It is. It's sad. I'm going to go cry now. So I hope you guys, you know, we went from laughing about exhibition to I'm going to go cry and feed him chocolates and hug him and tell him it's okay.
It's been a wild ride for sure.
Yeah, my emotions are all over the place. But on that note, then next episode, it's going to be juicy. Things are hitting the fan.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Obviously, if you have seen the show, you know exactly what's coming up. And if you haven't seen the show, why are you listening to our podcast? Go watch the show. I don't know what you're doing. So make sure you guys tune in next week. And on that note, as we say at the end of every episode, we have to annoy you guys a little bit. Make sure you guys check out our Facebook group. We have in our announcement posts, we have threads for the podcast. Go ahead, drop any ideas, reviews, comments, things you like, things you don't like, things you want to hear, things in general. Tell us your name. I don't care. Honestly, just go ahead and check it out.
Yeah. Yep. And you can also leave reviews on any platform that our podcast is on.
Yes, we want your reviews because we want to know where we can improve or what we're doing good or what you enjoy or what you'd like to see more of. So we are going to start feeding off those reviews and ratings and things like that. And hopefully gain some new followers as we're going to be promoting here soon. Spread the word. Yay. Make sure you tell all your friends that we have this podcast and get them to listen too. So make sure you check out the Facebook group, spread the word, leave reviews, do the whole shebang, and we will see you guys next week.